In today's episode, I want to explore some different dimensions of the critically important virtue of hope. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this the week of a Faith and Life talk, which will actually be the evening of the day that this episode comes out. So I'm going to start with that, and it's a talk featuring former Major League Baseball great Daryl Strawberry. I would commend the talk to you if you're in the area. As always, we'd love to see you 7 o'clock Central time here at St. Philip the Deacon. The event is free and open to the public. If you can't join us in person, it will be available on live stream at faithandlife.org, where, by the way, you can also submit a question. So his talk, if you know Strawberry's story at all, and again, he will tease this out in his discussion tomorrow night, or I guess tonight, the day you're seeing this. The title is Faith and Transformation, A Personal Story of Restoration, and he will discuss the challenges and difficulties he had as a younger man when he was in Major League Baseball, which honestly, my sense is they probably could have destroyed him or even killed him. And here he is on the other side of all of those difficulties and challenges, living a productive and healthy and meaningful life. And so I'll start with that. I will also point you ahead now to the next Faith and Life event. After that, some of the material earlier this year talked about it as being on March 20th. It's actually been moved. So one of the things I just want to alert you to is that the date has been moved from the 20th to a week later. It's now Thursday, March 27th. That talk will feature a gentleman from St. Louis named Thomas Wagner, and he will talk about faith and resilience, finding hope in challenging times. And so both of those next two events for Faith and Life, again, are around faith and transformation, faith and restoration, faith and resilience, finding hope in challenging times. They're about how do we get through difficult moments in our life. And that just brought to mind for me, I mean, I've talked about this before, I love the work I am privileged to do. And the work of a pastor is sort of famously varied from day to day and week to week. You're able to work on all kinds of different things. One of the consistent things, though, in my work is visiting with people at both the highs and lows of their life. And this week, for whatever reason, I've met with a number of members of this church that I love who are going through some really difficult things, whether they involve health, whether they involve job situations, whether they involve family dynamics that are going on. And I guess a few reflections on that. One, I am acutely aware of the incredible privilege it is to sit with people in those moments. It's genuinely sacred space, and it's a privilege and a profound honor to visit with people. Which brings up the second thought, which is I really do deeply believe that the act of having those conversations, it's not that it's me necessarily, but the act of sharing your deepest thoughts, your worries, your concerns with another human being, or maybe with a small group of trusted friends, there is power in that. And there is healing power in that. And it allows, what's the line? A burden shared is a burden halved, as in a burden that you share with someone else is cut in half, because now that other person you're inviting to sort of carry some of that burden with you. I hope that makes sense. So I guess at some level, this episode is about if you find yourself in your own life struggling with something, and by the way, turns out that's going to be 100% of us at some point in our life, then I would encourage you, allow someone to carry some of that burden with you and for you. Share that burden with someone so they can do that. And then the final thing I guess I would say is, and this maybe sounds obvious, but I think, again, it's important to state obvious points sometimes, is that our faith absolutely has something to say about this question of having going through difficult times, having challenging times. I talked about this with some of the people I met with this week, actually. You know, we are a resurrection people. We are a people of hope. And if, as we believe as Christians, not even death can destroy the life we share with the God who loves us, then nothing else can destroy that relationship of love that we have with that God either. That God will always be with us, always be present to us, always there to support us, no matter what we're going through. So a couple of readings that make that point, I think, beautifully. One is biblical, one is from one of my old favorites, G.K. Chesterton. I'll start with the Chesterton one. And I confess, I don't remember where this is from, but I will, if I find it, I'll include it in the graphic below. So the quote from Chesterton is, "Hope means hoping when things are hopeless. Hope means hoping when things are hopeless, or it is no virtue at all. As long as matters are really hopeful, hope is mere flattery or platitude. It is only when everything is hopeless that hope begins to be a strength." I love that because it reminds us, you know, we can talk on a Sunday morning, let's say, or whenever, about the power of hope. But if things are going well in our life, it's sort of, as Chesterton says, it's almost trivial or meaningless to talk about hope at that moment. It's precisely when we think things are hopeless that we can turn to the hope that our faith gives us to assure us that we're going to get through things. The other passage I mentioned, the biblical one, is from Isaiah. This is one of my favorite passages of all time. It's from chapter 43 in the prophet Isaiah. This passage reminds us, again, I'm repeating myself, but that's okay, that God is present with us in all things. And in the poetry of Isaiah, the various challenges and difficulties and struggles are sort of identified poetically as going through the waters or the fire, but they refer to any kind of difficulty. Again, I talked about some of the people I met with this week. It could be something related to your job. It could be something related to your own health. It could be related to relationships in your life. All of those things are encompassed and many more in this poetry. So here is the promise that we have as people of faith in the words of Isaiah. "But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you." I hope you can receive those words as the incredible, unbelievable promise that they are today. And I hope I will see you at the next Faith or Life or a couple of Faith and Lives. And until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.